countdown. This Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a countdown of the 10 most popular records in the United States during the third week of January in the swinging year of 1941. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, here are the original records in their original scratchy form that now make up the Big Band Countdown. The third week of January, 1941, and counting down. Counting down to record number 10.
I've gotta be good, or Mama will scold me. Yes, yes, yes. I asked her, and this is what she told me. Yes, yes, yes. Mother, may I go out dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. Mother, may I try romancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if there's a moon, Mama, darling, and it's shining on the water? Mother, must I keep on dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if he'll propose, Mama, darling, when the night is growing shorter? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes, my darling daughter. Oh, Mama, oh, Mama, oh, Mama, oh, Mama. What if he should insist on one embrace? Mama, how can I keep him in his place if his manner becomes a shade improper?
Tell him that your heart belongs to Papa.
Mother, will it be exciting? Yes, my darling daughter. Mother, do I look inviting? Yes, my darling daughter. If he holds me tight, Mama, darling, and my knees just turn to water, Mother, must I keep on dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if he persists, Mama, darling, doing things he hadn't order? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes, and no, my daughter.
In later years, Dinah Shore would become famous for her television shows. But during that third week of January, 1941, she was famous for her records. Her recording of Yes, My Darling Daughter, record number 10. The third week of January, 1941. Counting down the popularity charts to record number 9.
Santa Fe Trail. beside you. I'm riding every hill and dale. Why shadows hide you? Just like a pretty purple veil, thereby hangs a tale. I found you, and the mountains that surround you are the walls I built around you along the Santa Fe Trail.
Glenn Miller with the nation's ninth most popular record that third week of January 1941. Ray Eberle singing the words to Along the Santa Fe Trail. Record number 9 in the Big Band Countdown. We'll see the time when all groups, black, white, Mexican-American, Indian, are fully represented at all levels of the armed services. A lofty dream? Not really. The military is constantly seeking new ways to educate and expand opportunities for everyone. And on the other plane, they're busily packing down barriers of prejudice and discrimination which have existed among the races for all too long. And they won't stop until the job is done. That third week of January 1941, Harry James didn't have a record in the top 10, but he had a brand new one in the record stores. Thank you. Trumpet and the big band of Harry James made that record just a couple of weeks before this survey. They called the tune Flatbush Flanagan, recorded it the 8th day of January, 1941. And this is Chuck Cecil with a big band extra as we return now to the popularity charts. That third week of January, 1941, counting down to record number 8.
There I go, leading with my heart again, and there I go, acting not so smart again, but though it's unwise, I can't disguise my love. Though I know too much love may curb the fire, yet there I go, led astray by my desire. There's no golden rule to guide a fool in love. I tell my heart, be careful, or you'll find that you dream alone. I'm wise, it's true, what good does it do? My heart has a mind of its own. There I go, spilling all the dreams I knew, and there I go, thrillingly in love with you. Don't know if you care, darling, but there I go.
New year of 1941 was bringing fame and fortune to new band leader Vaughn Monroe. His recording of There I Go was record number 8. Vaughn Monroe's There I Go, record number 8, the third week of January, 1941. Counting down now to record number 7. Thank you. Band of Artie Shaw, their recording of Stardust, the seventh most popular record in the United States that third week of January 1941. It would become a million-selling record with magnificent solos by trumpet man Billy Butterfield, Jack Jenny on trombone, and leader Artie Shaw on clarinet. Record number seven, their Stardust, in the Big Band Countdown. Man, the dude is weird, you know, jiving all the time, this and that. I just don't understand them, the way they dress, always off in a group of themselves. Who do they think they are? Sound familiar? It is, my friend, and it's heard all the time. Prejudice. And believe me, it's a two-way street. We created it, and only we can solve it. Better understanding will do, for starters. Let's quit shaking fists and start shaking hands. That third week of January, 1941, Franklin D. Roosevelt was President of the United States, the nation becoming the arsenal of defense for the Allied nations fighting in Europe. But on January 22nd, just as our survey was taking place, the first in a series of strikes by defense plant workers was happening. And in music, this big band extra was brand new, just 2 weeks old.
Thank you.
Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy Orchestra and a record that was recorded the 3rd of January, just 2 weeks before this survey. Ring Them Bells, the title of the tune, featuring Mary Lou Williams on piano, Dick Wilson playing trumpet, a big band extra. The 3rd week of January, 1941. Counting down to record number 6.
That's the truth. The night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. Angels dining at the Ritz, and the nightingale sang in Barclay.
Second record on the charts, A Nightingale Sang in Barclay Square, Ray Eberle singing the words. It was record number 6. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a big band countdown. It's a survey of the 10 most popular records in the United States during the 3rd week of January, swinging year 1941, this edition, from vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra World, and Variety, comes this presentation of original records that are sometimes scratchy, but now make up the big band countdown. Thank you.
so much time, when we try to save time while in traffic, we often start to tailgate, speed, or pass another car without looking or signaling. Trying to catch up with time is foolish and could be a hazard to your life. Traffic accidents killed 84 USARA soldiers and 13 dependents last year. Don't be a reckless driver. You may not see tomorrow.
The third week of January, 1941. Counting down to record number 5.
Thank you.
featuring Mo Pirtle on drums and Billy May on trumpet, it was Glenn Miller's third record in the top ten that third week of January 1941. Anvil Chorus by Glenn Miller's orchestra, record number 5. Counting down now to record number 4.
Yeah, when I hear you call so softly to me, I don't hear a call at all. I hear a rhapsody. And when your sparkling eyes are smiling at me, then soft through a starry night, I hear a rhapsody. My days are so blue when you're away. My heart longs for you, so won't you stay, my darling? Hold me tight and whisper to me, then soft through a starlit sky, I'll hear a rhapsody.
By the third week of January 1941, that record was only about 6 weeks old, but already it had climbed to number 4 position. Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra, I Hear a Rhapsody, words by Bob Eberle. Record number 4 in the Big Band Countdown. Americans from many fields of endeavor have given their interpretation of human goals. Here's how singer Billy Eckstein put it. A great American by the name of Will Rogers once said he never met a man he didn't like. I try my best to live by that philosophy. I believe we receive in direct proportion to what we give, more in friendship than in anything else. If we would honestly try to understand the other fellow's point of view, we would have no arguments. What do our human goals mean to you? The third week of January, 1941. One of America's most highly respected jazz performers, Coleman Hawkins, seldom appeared in the top ten, but he had a new 3-week-old record on the market. We hear it now as a big band extra. Thank you. At the time of the survey, that record was just 2 weeks old. My Blue Heaven is recorded by Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra, featuring Benny Carter on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, and the leader, Coleman Hawkins, and his tenor saxophone. And this is Chuck Cecil with an extra, as we continue now with a countdown. The third week of January, 1941. Counting down now to record number 3.
Everyone goes to see the way a washer woman washes her clothes. You like boogie woogie rhythm, she's got a beat. Let the boogie woogie washer woman give you a treat. On every afternoon that one the sessions begin, and all the boys from all the bands come down and sit in. They sit around and knock each other out when they play, while the boogie woogie washer woman washes all day. Rubbly up dub, that's just the way she rubs. Rubbly up dub, that's just the way she scrubs. Rubbly up dub, she wears out all her chubs. She rubs and rubs her knuckles right on down to the nubs. Rubbly up dub, that's how she kicks it off. Rubbly up dub, she keeps it nice and soft. Rubbly up dub, if someone hollers off, scrub me mama with a boogie beat. You really ought to visit there if you've never been. It doesn't cost a penny, just come down and walk in. If you like boogie woogie rhythm, you'll get a treat. Let the boogie woogie washer woman give you the beat.
The big band of trombone playing Will Bradley with record number 3, Scrub Me Mama with a Boogie Beat. Well, actually, the record label reads Will Bradley and his orchestra featuring Ray McKinley. Ray McKinley doing the drumming and the singing, Freddie Slack, featured on piano to record number 3. Third week of January, 1941, counting down to record number 2. Thank you.
loving eyes are smiling at me. Then soft through the starlit sky, I hear a rhapsody. My days are so blue when you're away. My heart longs for you, so won't you stay? My darling, hold me tight and whisper to me. Then soft through a starry night, I'll hear a rhapsody.
The big band of Charlie Barnett and their recording of I Hear a Rhapsody, record number two that third week of January, 1941. Record number two. That third week of January, 1941, in the world of sports, Stanford had just beaten Nebraska 21-13 in the Rose Bowl. Joe Louis was the world's heavyweight boxing champion. Bobby Riggs and Sarah Cook ruled the tennis court. And in music, one of the swingest of the little bands had a brand new record. Kirby and his orchestra. They had made that record of Bounce of the Sugar Plum Fairies the 15th day of January, 1941, just a week before the survey that produced this version of our top 10. We heard it now as a big band extra before we conclude the big band countdown. Instead of thinking of all the trouble it will take to learn to like or appreciate someone from a different ethnic or racial background, stop to think about where you came from, or your parents, or your grandparents. Somewhere along the line, there's bound to be an immigrant. And whether they're from Europe, Africa, or Asia, they're part of you. So is the guy next door. And you're all a part of the United States. That's what makes it great. A lot of different people and ideas contributing to set our nation apart from all the others. And now, here is America's favorite record during that third week of January, 1941. This was record number one. America's favorite record during the third week of January, 1941. It was the big band of Artie Shaw and a 10-month-old recording, a tune called Frenzy, record number one. Hour of this has been Chuck Cecil with a Big Band Countdown. In this edition, we've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States during the third week of January, 1941. From a collection of vintage publications and original, sometimes scratchy records, this has been my survey of yesterday's top 10, the Big Band Countdown. Thank you.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.